What's up, girl?
Hey, honey. I hope you got a lot to say today, because I don't know nothing.
Well, you know a little empire.
I know a little empire.
Let's get that out
okay,
the way.
Okay. So, Taraji P. Henson was on this new show with The Hollywood Reporter. You know, they cover all the moving and shaking and dealing in Hollywood, right? Where they had one of their reporters just talk to actresses. So, it was her and Viola Davis and a couple of other ones, like these dramatic actresses, just talking about their business. And and so, she's doing more low-key stuff now.
Because they're filming,
because they're filming, so they're taking their time. But the season one DVD is coming out September 15th,
so people can catch up.
Right, so we can catch up a couple of weeks before. And what this DVD, some of the extras included in it are going to be like the full performances.
So they're going to have extras,
right?
So
yes,
I might have to.
You might have to just get it. Yeah. And you can just, you know, you can buy it digitally, because I know you don't want to put it up on the shelf.
No.
Me, I'm going to put it up on the shelf.
You are.
Yes, you know I am. I might get two copies.
Well, I can't wait. That's the end of September, the new season starts.
Right.
Well, let's talk about the have and have nots.
Let's
I know you're
do.
Not called
no,
up.
No, I'm not, but I'm working on it.
You know what? It's
I
Tyler
know.
Perry, thank you so much for bringing it back strong.
Good, good.
To me, the most interesting thing that happened was an observation my husband made.
The husband's always come up
with
it, don't
they? Him watching it. So, you know that, there's that he's a businessman, white guy, he's been trying to court Candace.
Yes.
My husband believes that he was hired by Jim Cryer.
Why not?
And the reason why my husband believes that, because he flew her off to New York and wine and dine her. But he kept talking about investments and how she needs to invest her money.
Which means he might be trying to get his money back.
Trying to get his money back. Because somebody else had asked Jim about that. About, what are you doing about that money, David? And he said, what are you doing about that money? He was like, I'm working on that.
Yeah, because Kat was basically like, you're not getting jack from me.
Right. This Oscar guy is too good to be true. And even Candace at one point, the last show, was like, what's going on? What do you want from me? I mean, you know,
well,
she kind of
they always say if it's too good, if it feels too good to be true, it probably
oh, he's
is.
Just like a knight in shining armor. Plus, she's let him know all the stuff she's done, and he's still with.
And he still.
My husband's right.
And
he
some because some other man would have gone running the other way. No, this girl is crazy.
This
Let me
girl,
go this other
exactly.
way.
Exactly. A man that could just afford to get in a jet plane and everything,
right.
And then Candace, really?
Right. She's pretty. I don't know about all that.
But she's still, you know,
right.
Got a lot of that going on in her. But let's talk about Mr. Robinson,
yes,
the one that
you
encouraged
me
to watch.
Did you watch it?
I did. I watched both episodes.
Did you enjoy the songs from The Nasty Delicious?
I did. But
That's Mr. Robinson. It's Craig Robinson, who has been on a lot of
NBC
shows.
Right.
This is an NBC show. It's Wednesdays at 8 Central.
Right.
And Craig Robinson was in Hot Tub Time Machine and Hot Tub Time Machine 2. He's
right.
just this droll, funny guy.
Right.
You know, and he's got this band, and then he becomes a substitute music teacher.
Exactly.
And the band is called Nasty Delicious.
I know, and then I think they hired him. They end up hiring
Right, they hired him. It turns out the superintendent is like a big fan.
Well, what do you think about the show, though? What are your thoughts?
I think it has a long way to go.
Yes.
There are some really funny spots, though. I think the brother's role is underdeveloped. I think that I love the actor. I think his name is Brandon T. Jenkins or something like that. I think the actor, I've seen him in several things. He was in Percy Jackson, The Lightning Thief, and he's in that series of movies. But he was in Roll Bounce. And I've loved him in everything I've seen him in. And it's just kind of weird seeing him after playing all these kids, playing a grown-up, ne'er-do-well, spending all his money brother to Craig Robinson. Like, it's kind of weird to see Craig Robinson's character be the sane one.
Exactly. You know, I think they're going to have to develop it some more.
But I do
just,
like the...
Things were not flowing to me.
Right.
I didn't... I don't know if I...
Perry Gilpin's on it. She played Roz on Frasier. She's the principal.
But I don't know. It just needs to gel a little more.
It needs to gel a little more.
I'm
willing to watch it.
I'm going
to
hold out.
I'm going to say the first
episode. I'm going to continue with it.
Right. The first episode was not the best. I've seen the first six.
Oh, it gets better.
Yes. By the third episode, you know the characters and you know what they're about. And I think my favorite character is that superintendent-like dude.
I like
supervisor.
Him
He's
and maybe
hilarious.
It's just character development, but I'm going to write it out and see how it goes.
Right. Oh, and Megan Good is on it, who she's been around since she co-starred in East Bayou.
That's right. That's
she's
right.
been the she's object great. Object of many males' affections in all the movies that
so
are filled with black
good
people.
Actors and actresses in there. It's just... Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Half hour multi-camera comedies are hard to make work, and we'll see.
Yeah. I think you're right, but I'm going to stick with it.
My kid loves it.
Oh, well. She likes the music.
She likes the music. She likes the theme song. She likes the music. She likes the way that you can actually learn how to do the music. When he was teaching the kids how to make the songs, just using their voices.
You can actually learn from it.
Yeah, you can learn from it. So my kid loves that part.
But it's not an empire.
No, it's not an empire. What is?
No, there's not a lot. Well, let's go. What we're talking about, the news.
Yeah.
They call him Cecil.
Yeah, I Cecil say the Lion. Cecil. I had a friend in college whose name was spelled the same way.
In Ohio, we had a lot of Cecils. We didn't have a lot of Cecils.
In Georgia, we called him Cecil. But in Florida, he's like, my name is Cecil.
I guess Cecil is a girl or something, right?
Cecil is too close to Cecil, which is the feminine form of the name.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Cecil.
The Lion.
Yeah.
Okay. So the person that led this dentist.
Yeah.
I want to say he's from Minneapolis. Led him on the hunt, was on the news yesterday saying they did nothing wrong. Because remember, it's alleged that they lured the lion out.
That they lured him with a carcass. Yeah.
But so that's interesting. But apparently the dentist practice is still closed because he's received a lot of theft threats.
And I saw somebody wrote something on the side of his house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There was some guy in Florida with the same name, and people have been calling him and threatening him.
I mean, they want this guy. There have been people quoted as saying they want him hung up.
At this point, should he come out and make a public statement? What does he do?
I don't know. One thing about these big game hunters, and I'm not trying to be on his side or anything, because if it was wrong, it was wrong, is that they depend on the guides to take them where they need to go. They don't know Africa.
But at one point...
They just fly in to shoot.
But at one point, somebody cut the collar off of the lion.
And see, that's wrong, because if that
happened... So they had to know it was being tracked.
Right, that was after the fact.
That was after the fact,
though. And see, that's just wrong. And it's like, you know, right. I like the... I'm glad that there were false reports that Cecil the Lion... that his brother was killed, because that would have just been too much. But people are outraged that people are outraged by it.
I know.
There's room to be outraged by more than one thing at one time. I mean, this morning, I'm outraged by like 10 things. And it's as small as, dang, the toilet paper tore in the wrong spot.
Wait a minute, Don.
Big as, well, big to me, this curl right here will not do what it's supposed
well,
to
no,
do.
Well, no, we all can't have perfect lives.
But that's what I'm saying. But it's like there is room to be outraged
by
more than
one thing.
Well, but
you know, I have been sitting on the internet where people have been saying there's some people that care more about this lion than black lives.
But that's what I'm saying. You can be outraged by the lion because you're worried about the environment, and you can be outraged by black lives because you're worried about yourself. I got stopped the other day for the same thing that Samuel DeBose got stopped for, which was the front license plate. I had the license plate. You know, I told the cop, and I was not being belligerent,
so please do not say
I was. I told the cop, I said, you notice the same, after I asked him, why am I being stopped? I said, you notice the same reason they stopped Samuel DeBose, and he's dead now.
No, you didn't.
Well, he was. He had his hand on his hip and stuff, and I was like, do I really look threatening to you? I got a kid in the back seat. I mean,
did your baby say anything?
She said, "Mommy, cops take bad people to jail."
So basically, why is he stopping us?
Right. But, you know, I have to discount what she says sometimes, because this morning I said, "I love you, baby," and she said, "No, thank you."
Oh. Well, that was polite.
It was polite, but it was...
Some kids just don't want happy talk in the morning.
No, thank you.
I like my daughter. I say, good morning. She's like, I heard you.
Don't say it again.
They don't want to hear it. It's like, I don't want to be up. Anyway. Well, no, we did have another movie theater shooting.
Yeah, we did.
And this one was in, was it Minneapolis?
This one was in Nashville.
Nashville, yeah.
This one was in Nashville.
Okay. Well, at least he didn't kill anyone. At he least, got killed, though.
But it's, you know what? Wait for the movie to come on Netflix and watch it in the comfort of your own home, surrounded by your guns.
See, that's shoot up my your house. Fear. My fear is don't that we're going to be walking through metal detectors to go see a movie.
Well, here's the thing. I told you I went to see Pixels the other day, which I like, contrary to all of the
critics. That's like more of a kiddie type show, right?
Well, kind of. But there were cops sitting outside of the movie theater.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, is this gonna be our new reality?
Well, how will that affect ticket sales?
Well, the young boy is on trial right now for the shootings in Colorado during the Batman movie.
Is this copycat stuff? It just seems so timely. This is back in the news with the Colorado.
I think what happens is it's a tactical maneuver by the people who want to shoot someone somewhere. It's already dark in the theater.
And
nobody's
catch
checking
them off
your
guard.
Right. Nobody's checking your stuff as you go in.
Right.
You know, it used to be they checked your bag for jujubes and water in a bottle, and now they got to check you for a gun.
But it's just like, you know, I guess they could. I mean, I don't know how it's going to impact ticket sales.
Yeah, I don't think it will.
I guess if they started checking you or they tightened security. Who's to say that these people wouldn't just walk to the nearest library?
Right. Or just somewhere that's contained.
Right.
That,
if they want
that
to
has
it, they're gonna
actual people
do it.
In it. Which you brought up library. I don't know if a lot of people are going there these days. So they might not pick the library.
Oh, that's true.
Everybody go to the library and get rent DVDs from the library.
You're right. You'd be safer.
You'd be safer.
To me, the movie is a nice place you could take the family,
it
enjoy
is.
A movie.
To me, I know they don't want to call it domestic terrorism, but anything that upsets the normal way that you go about your life, to me, is domestic terrorism.
Right.
And making a movie theater someplace where I've got to watch the movie with one eye and you with the other, that's domestic terrorism.
I mean, are people going to start strapping with their guns?
Exactly. Is it going to be like it was in the 90s where you go see How I Learning or one of the black cast movies and somebody like, hey, I love this movie so much, I just got to shoot a gun.
I know.
You know?
Right. I mean, you do. I bet there might be more people carrying weapons.
Yeah. I think the open carry laws are helping to make it so that the defenders can be there, but also so the offenders can be there.
Right,
and so
right.
it's really sad is what it is.
Oh, it's very sad.
Yeah, it's so much.
Oh, you know what
happy
I thought was really
stuff,
cool? George W. Bush
showed up
for his jury duty. He was your number
27. If anybody could have gotten out of jury duty, it seems like it would have been him.
But, you know, one of the other jurors was like, we thought there was this anonymous juror that maybe this person didn't hardly ever show up. And here walks the former president.
Right. And he took photos. He was really gracious.
They said he stuck around and photos.
And he probably would have served if he had been chosen. They said the only reason he wasn't chosen was because of his high number.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, if you haven't read it, it's great. It's in today's, it's Thursday's Dallas Morning News. Yeah. You can read it on dallasnews.com.
Which is chock
Download
full of
the
stuff.
Free app. It's, the app is lovely. But you just have to check this stuff out.
Yeah, I mean, the federal appeals court shut down the Texas voter ID law, and I know that was really contentious. And we've got a full report on that,
I know.
And we'll be
That's
following
front,
it
right.
because knowing our Texas.
They'll probably appeal that.
They're
going to
appeal that.
Right.
They're probably. Actually, no, this was the federal. This was the appeals court that did it.
Yeah, but it was a panel, though.
Okay.
They might ask for it to be heard before the whole deal, all of them or something like
that. Yeah.
Well, before we end, I need to talk about this butt case situation.
Oh, yeah, we have.
Apparently, remember Riri? And these people that were injecting people's butts, and we had a death, and
Deep Ellum,
right. Well, they might be linked, or at least Riri anyway, might be linked to a death buttock enhancement procedure that ended up killing a 22-year-old woman
in St. Louis.
And this
was in St. Louis. Here's the thing. I'm checking out this stuff, and they took off Wee-Wee's monitoring device. Because she was compliant, which meant that for all they know, she could have hopped a plane to St. Louis, killed somebody, and then come back here. So, if she's thinking that she's done nothing wrong, that it wasn't her fault.
Well, I would just tell women, if you are not blessed with a big dunk dunk, you know they have those panties now
they
with the padding.
With the padding, yes.
You can get those.
You do not have to.
And
you
I know it's a cheap,
it.
this butt injection. You can get on cheap in somebody's back room.
Get on the stair climber. And it'll help lift it.
But with some women, they might need a little padding. And it's fine to get the padding if you do it professionally go get those panties with the built-in.
Right. Do it professionally. Cushion. Pay the money.
Right.
There are some things you should not buy at a discount.
And the booty injection is one of them.
One of them is pork and one of them is booty injections. There are just some things you don't buy at a discount.
Well, anyway, we'll follow Riri and see where this goes. And she's going to be implicated in this St. Louis stuff.
How about there has been a lot of tasty goodness with men? I try not to objectify men. I try not to. What? But then they go and do stuff like Lenny Kravitz flashing his stuff for everybody to see on the...
I saw that.
He was.
Is that real? I didn't know if somebody had doctored up a picture.
All I know is that he forwarded a text. He tweeted out a text that he got from Steven Tyler going, "Man, you didn't tell me it was pierced." And I'm like, number one, why are y'all talking about it?
Well, how did his thing come to be hanging out?
I don't know.
I mean, he was on the stage with a guitar.
He dances pretty wild sometimes.
Yeah, I guess maybe he doesn't wear underwear and his pants got
of course he doesn't. He's Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, he wouldn't wear underwear.
He wouldn't wear underwear. And then Idris Elba is the first male solo to be on the cover of Maxim. You know, these are the people.
He's so fine.
Yes. These are the people. Maxim, they're the people who always have, like, the best looking. They name the top best looking female in Hollywood, the woman we all love.
Right.
Anyway, they got Idrissa on the cover looking like a good chicken burrito.
Wow.
With sour cream sauce.
Oh, wow.
On a bed of cilantro rice.
With some guacamole
on the side.
Well, girl, we better head back.
I know,
all right, I'll talk to you later.
Right,
on that note.